that once there was these people, everything was coming from the sky, but they nagged about it, and everything was cut off. This is the time of Jesus, Moses. Then Jesus came, and he talked to the God. Again, everything was coming from the sky, but the people started to store things, be greedy. That way we are explaining our rules. None of them are really clear, because we stepped out of the domain of being clear and rules, and 2 + 2 = 4. One divided by two will be what? You tell me.
Half.
You know that that's not correct. Every camel driver understands that. Cut a camel in half. You don't have a half camel. You have 2 pieces of meat. But you were sure about that. I just brought the exception of your life. That's what we do, because the exception of life doesn't fit in your mathematical mind. Next step is to take this Hakim home. So Hakim talked with the king. Then we said, empty the house. Remember? Let go of all the knowledge you collect it. Let go of it for a moment to understand another logic, another way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is what was what? By looking at the root of the problem. To understand why this handmaiden is sick. To find the goldsmith. To bring it in, to give intelligence to goldsmith, and the rest will be done by Hakim. That was the first story, right? Second one, said, let's go back to your intelligence. How did you collect your intelligence? Look at your intelligence, it looks more like a parrot to me. Because you will go around and repeat the laws, right? Quotation of this, that, blah, 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 blah. It's this nonsense. Each situation is unique. Oh, any one of you have ever thought of, I wish I go somewhere and do something that no one sees? Have you thought of that? Being in a situation that no one will see you? How? Aren't you a person? Yourself? You're there. So you can never do something that nobody notices if you count yourself a human being. Witness is always there. God doesn't need 2 angels to sit on your shoulders and report your activities. You observe it. You are one of those angels. Both of them, actually. Okay? So he said, stop this comparing this stuff with their appearances. That was the second story. The third story? What was the third story? Everybody look at that. Like an angel, she's looking at me and waiting for someone else. Yes?
Me?
Yes. Now, if you're not confused, I confuse you. That's my role here. The third story is the story that we are reading now. The third story is jealousy. The third story is mainly one attitude. The attitude of putting yourself at the center of the universe. Egocentrism. Who doesn't have it? You're at the center of the universe. Look at your logic. Measures everything. I say something far. What did you think? Far from you. I meant far from me, I'm close to you. But you never think like that. Because you are at the center of the universe. Okay, sometimes you pretend you're humble and you say, I'm at the center of my own universe. Somehow. Like that. Because life started with that. Separation. Isolation. We living in this part as an independent unit. You say, all starts from that. You believe in what you believe. The stronger you believe in your beliefs, happier you are. The most orthodox one, they are sure they are not mistaken. Who is not mistaken? There are lots of mistakes around. Whom does it belong? Never yours.
Right.
Never yours. Secondly, you are trying to put down all the opposition, no matter what, no matter when, no matter how. And by this, there is one thing that you are the most jealous of, the spirituality. You measure the spirituality with the picture drawn in your expectations for you. Means that when we talk about the al-insan al-kamil, the perfect man, you will think of yourself becoming something. Very lovely, of course. If you're tall, that insan al-kamil should be tall. If you're short, that one should be short. Right? Of course. Is there any one of you who believes that the prophet of the religion you believe in is the worst prophet? Is there anyone, could we find someone on the earth to think like that? So everybody will say, my prophet is the real one. Are you listening to that mind? Then, really the prophets, they belong to these silly people we are observing? Are they the material stuff to be mine? Rumi will say, oh, his graciousness is so vast that everybody will call him my God. Because you cannot understand the opposite. You belong to that religion and you belong to God. Okay, this was a very literal philosophy, blah, 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 nonsense. 6-year-old boy wants to understand this. Give him an explanation. Because about the God and my beliefs and things like that is too much political stuff and social argument. He doesn't understand that. How else could you rely on meaning?
God is one.
You talked about God. God is something that I hesitate to talk about. I always come back to reality. I prefer to communicate the meaning to this boy in reality. Simple reality. Yes.
His family, his siblings, his parents, relating it to what he knows.
Okay, you explained the relationship, but we're trying to say something else. To say that what is related to you is corrected to you, although it could be totally wrong. And you have no way of knowing it, right? It was complicated, right? I brought it back to a simpler version. I believe I told you that once, yes?